Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. Our connection to God through prayer goes much deeper than making a list and asking Him to do things for us. When we stand in the place of worship, in fellowship with God, we also listen. We also make ourselves available to Him. That surrender is a key aspect of worship. As Jesus taught us to pray, "Father, your kingdom come, your will be done." In Isaiah 6:8, the voice of the Lord asks a question, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Isaiah responds, "Here I am, send me." The song, "Here I Am, God," by Tony Middleton, captures this same spirit of listening, obedience, and surrender. Just as prayer should go further than making a list, worship should go further than singing a song. Worshiping God means being willing to be His hands and feet in the world. Sometimes, a song can inspire us to do just that.
Here I am, God, sending prayers to you. Your kingdom come, your will be done. I will obey your holy word. All my life, I will worship you, God above. God of love, for all my days I'll sing your praise. Name on high, let worship rise. Your mercy's new, I give my heart to you. Here I am, God, calling on your name. Change my heart, star. Forgive my sin, with your help I'm all in. Forever yours, I'll never be the same. God of love, for all my days I'll sing your praise. Your name on high, let worship rise. Your mercy's new, I give my heart to you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, come. I have no fear when you are near. Day by day, in your name I pray for peace and love, blessings from above. Here I am, God. Send me in your love. I will always be. God above, God of love, for all my days I'll sing your praise. Your name on high, let worship rise. Your mercy's new, I give my heart to you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, come. I have no fear, you are near. Day by day, in your name I pray for peace and love, blessings from above. Blessings from above.
Today we have with us Tony Middleton, who is a worship leader at Forgotten Coast Community Church, and who is a good friend of Pastor Ted and a songwriting partner at times.
At times.
So we're happy to have Tony with us to talk about his song, "Here I Am, God."
Hi, everyone. I'm Tony Middleton. Good to be on this podcast.
Well, Tony, tell us some about the writing of the song. I know you wrote all the lyrics. So was there a scripture that prompted you to write the song? What were you drawing from?
Well, I had been reading Psalm 40. And Psalm 40, verses 7 and 8, had some words in it that just inspired me. why was David a man after God's own heart? I think it was because, number one, he obeyed God, and number two, he did God's will. Verses 7 and 8, it says this, "Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will." So I had been reading Psalm 40, and then that also made me think of Isaiah 6:8. When God needed a messenger, Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me." And that kind of is what led to this song.
Yeah, I think that's really neat, Tony, how you look to the scriptures and the scriptures inspired you to write this song and worship, given your heart's desire. You know, here I am,
now,
God.
Now I think if you look at the lyrics of the song, almost every line in the song, there's a Bible reference that goes with that.
Sure.
Because when I write, I'm always thinking of something from the Bible. Psalms, it was the hymn book of the Israelites. So we can learn so much as songwriters just from reading the Psalms. And I can say this, over the 10 years or so I've been writing, the Psalms have always been part of everything that I've written in some way. There was something in the Psalms that helped inspire every song that I've done.
Yeah, I think it's great how the Lord has given us the Psalms, and there's a wide range of emotions that are expressed in the Psalms, and we can go to the Psalms as our resource and reflect the heart's intent of the Psalms, and of especially that Psalm 40 that you got inspired from.
And even though I mentioned 7 and 8, I love the whole Psalm, especially verses 1 through 8. David starts off crying out to God, and he talks about praise and singing a song to God, and then he ends up with, "Here I am, what can I do for you, God?"
Yeah, and I think you do a good job, Tony, in the lyrics of your song, highlighting what you're talking about, that obedience, right? That obedience is a key part of the prayer of David and him being available to serve God, to do his will. "Your law is in my heart," it says. So it's a matter of devotion. It's also a matter of willingness, right?
Yeah.
To be used by God and to serve him. So that's in the very first line of the song, "Here I am, God." And in the verses, that obedience is represented. And, I'm all in. I want you to have your way in me. And then the chorus is more of the praise part that you said is in Psalm 40. That's more, "For all my days, I'll sing your praise."
Yeah, I think it's recognizing how great God is. David's recognizing how great God is, and why not serve him?
It's a worship response, right?
Yes.
One of the ways that we respond in worship is by serving.
Yeah.
I also think in the bridge, your lyrics in the bridge are exactly what Isaiah says, right? "Here I am, send me," in the response to God's question, "Who will I send?" And Isaiah says, "Here I am, send me."
And a big part of the song for me was that God is love. The book of 1 John, a lot of people just call that the love book. And I just love the way he puts it in there in terms of God is love. And then also in the chorus, I think, when I say at the end, "Day by day in your name I pray for peace and love and blessings from above." And the blessings from above, I think of James, "Every good thing comes from above." So that's kind of where that came from.
When you came up with these lyrics, did it all happen instantaneously at once, or like 5 minutes or 30 minutes? Or were you driving somewhere, or was it a process of 1 or 2 or 3 days, and you went back and revisited and retooled?
Well, sometimes I start with the musical part, and sometimes I start with the lyrical part of a song. And typically when I do the lyrics, I like to write the chorus and the bridge actually first before I write the verses. I'd already thought about "Here I Am, God" as being in the verse, but the inspiration for the chorus actually came when I heard the musical track that I used. The studio that I use can generate tracks on their own, and they generate tracks and they make them available to you if you want to take them and write a song to them.
Tell us a little bit about that process of getting the recording.
The name of the studio, it used to be Johnson Brothers Recording Studio in Covington, Georgia, but they became known as Tune Designer. They're a full-service recording studio. They have session musicians. And most of my songs, I send them a demo, and then they generate a track. And then I record a lead vocal in my home studio and send it back to them. Then they add background vocals. And eventually, we get to a finished track. But when they're not busy generating tracks for their customers, they come up with their own ideas. The track doesn't have any words or melody or anything like that. So in this case, I bought a track that I heard, and they said it was a modern country track. Well, to me, when I heard it, you know, that's not completely country. That really sounds a lot like modern worship to me, too. And there's a little bit of, you know, in those genres, they can be pretty close. And in this particular studio, they're better known for their country music tracks they do, and they do all different genres, from classic country to outlaw country to modern country. But they also do Southern gospel, and they do worship. It's an interesting process.
Yeah, it's a good service. John and his guys, they do a great job. So if anyone's listening and they're interested, tunedesigner.com.
Yeah, and I also like the idea of the tune-ready tracks, because not everybody's a musician, but they might want to experiment with being a lyricist, with just writing lyrics and that side of it. And that's a way you can do that without even knowing how to play an instrument or feeling confident on an instrument.
Yeah, and actually, the guys at Tune Designer, that's what they'll tell you. If you've got a song you've written lyrics for, but you have no idea for a melody or anything like that, they will actually come up with a melody for you if you want them to. They offer kind of just about everything that a songwriter or a lyricist could want.
Now, I know you're a worship leader at your church, so I wonder if you could tell us what sort of role songwriting plays in your worship leading and in your church. Do you play songs that you write? Do you guys sing those together for corporate worship?
Well, you know, to me, songwriting is very important to the ministry, and we do sing some of the songs, but I try not to monopolize our corporate worship with my own personal, you know, writing. If I like it and it comes out good and I think that it might go over well corporately, I'll do it one time as a special, and then if I get good reaction to it, we might incorporate it into, you know, the worship flow at some point. I do like to incorporate them when it makes sense. But I've done 6 albums over 10 years. The latest one is one that Pastor Ted also worked with me on, called Reimagined Hymns. And it was unique in that we took some of my favorites, some of Ted's favorites, and we reimagined them in a couple of ways. One, a new musical arrangement, because there's nothing that scares a guitar player more than having to play a hymn. And it's mainly because there are so many chord changes in a typical old traditional hymn. So you have to kind of reimagine it to go with the more modern worship band with electric guitar and acoustic guitar and drums and bass and all that. So that's what we did. We reimagined the musical arrangement. I decided we should keep the same melody as the traditional hymn, because people would know it by that melody. Even though the chords underneath and the musical arrangement might change, we wanted to add a praise chorus. And so what we did is we would add either a praise chorus or a bridge, depending on the song. So that one's called Reimagined Hymns. And the CD before that, which is probably the favorite one I've done, is called One Day. And the focus of One Day was all about Jesus' return. And Ted also participated in several songs on that one as my co-writer.
Tony, thanks for sharing the process. Hope that inspires future songwriters who are listening.
People always ask me, how did you get started songwriting? About 10 years ago, in 2014, I was attending the Experience Conference. It's a conference for worship leaders and their teams. And at the time, I felt that God was leading me towards possibly songwriting. The very first workshop I went to on songwriting at this conference was led by a lady named Jenny Lee Riddle. And she wrote one of the best-known worship songs ever. It's called The Revelation Song. And she gave me a lot of encouragement. We connected on Facebook. And shortly after that, at the beginning of 2015, I wrote my first song. And then I just couldn't stop. The songs were just coming like one after another. You know, it's just, you get in kind of a groove. And by the end of 2015, I'd released my first collection of songs. It's exciting. I encourage all worship leaders to consider songwriting, either on your own or with your church. There may be others on your worship team that would enjoy that process, then, you know, just have a little retreat sometime and get them all together and say, let's write a song and just see what happens. God will bless it.
This song and full albums by Tony Middleton are available on Spotify. You can also download them directly from Apple or Amazon Music. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.